What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Friday the 9th of October. Last one of the week. Let's get it over with. None of us want to be here. Let's run the news and get off to have a great weekend. Get drunk. Sniff glue. I don't know. What else do you do? Smoke crack. Do all those things. Anything that gets your gets you in the mood for having a great weekend. Get on it. Have fun. But first, you got to listen to me. I ain't going to be here very long, don't worry, but I've not even read anything that I'm going to do here. I'm changing Friday to be Wing It Friday as well. And speaking of Wing It, the first is a Wing It story because a fly landed on Mike Pence's head with his wings flapping around on Mike Pence's head in the middle of his debate. Isn't that with the presidential? It is part of the US vice presidential debate. And a fly landed on his head. So obviously a lot of people are referring to the fact that flies land on shit. And shit for brains is obviously letting off a bit of smell there. Or letting off a little bit of a bit of an attraction, a bit of an aroma for the fly. There's loads of memes going around with the fly holding up like banners and stuff like that. It's quite funny. I love the rapidness of people with their viral memes and stuff. They must make money out of it because some people are on fucking guard. They're like, they've got the meme. Almost as soon as the fly lands on his head, it's on the fucking internet, the meme, the funny picture or story. Somebody must be making a lot of money by getting these things off. They want to get me on their channel. I'll fucking soon make some money. I'll soon get some viral videos, probably for the wrong reasons, but I'll have the Trump supporter. I'm in the middle. I'm not one way or the other. I'm taking the piss out of the other side. When something funny happens to Joe Biden, I'll take the piss out of him as well. But unfortunately, the flies are landing on fucking Mike Pence's head. It's Donald Trump that's painting himself orange. It's, you know, there's been nothing funny from the other side, unfortunately. I tell you what, I did see something funny. Somebody put a load of Trump, Trump banners along the street. You know, like vote for Trump and whatever else. But they put all the banners all the way along, as a lot of people have been doing. And a lot of people have been nicking them, haven't they? But this time somebody put a load of banners along. And the cars come down. This car's come down and like slammed into them all to knock them all over with his car. But whoever they were clever. They'd fucking put a load of nails in the bottom of the Trump sign. At the floor, where it was on the floor. So as that would tip over, the nails would face upwards. So when the car then ran over the sign, they also ran over the nails with their tyres. And it was just a picture of this car with a load of like Trump signs all over the place with the car, you know, the guy's like trying to fucking change his wheel on his car because he burst both his tyres. So that's clever. I got to tell you, I got to say that one's, that's egg on the face of the guy that was trying to fucking run them down. Very, very good. I'm just here for the comedy, and that's funny as fuck to me. Anyway, crooks, spate of Portaloo thefts. People are nicking the shit toilets. The toilets that, I suppose they're worth money, aren't they? But they're not easy to nick, are they? And you've got to, that's a dirty job, because I'm pretty certain they've been used as you're nicking them. But they're nicking them, the big plastic ones that you have at the festivals and whatever. Surely they're fucking, you know, anybody offers you a load of fucking, you know what I mean? Yeah, I suppose it's like, anybody offers you a load of knockoff porta cabins, cash is king at the end of the day. If you come to them and they're cheap as chips and you hire them out, you're going to buy them, you ain't going to care where they come from. Obviously somebody, the price has got to reflect whoever's having to clean the shit out as well. Because someone's coming to you with a porta cabin full of shit, I want a lot of money off that. If you clean the shit out first and bring it pristine, I'll give you a bit more money. That's the way to do that, but that's not the, I mean, there's some money-making schemes, but that can't be, so whoever's thought of that must have thought nobody's doing that. Nobody's doing it. We could be the first, and you are the first, and you're probably going to get caught, and that would be even worse. Imagine getting caught with all that, and then your face is in the paper, and they're calling you the shit king. The toilet shit king, the portable toilet, fucking portable toilet burglar. Anyway, yeah, I think chance something a little bit more, you know, A bit more fashionable or a little bit more fucking, you know, a bit cool. That ain't cool. Far from it. This guy's had the rug pulled from underneath him. He's a gambler and he put a bet on in the bookies. 1.7 million winner. He won 1.7 million pound. And the bookies have told him they can't pay him because there was a glitch in the system. And the bet wasn't genuine. Well, the bet isn't being allowed. He took them to court. They said, "We'll give you 60 grand and we'll leave it at that." As if he's going to accept that, 1.7 million. He took it to court. And I hope I hope to God that he gets them. Otherwise, I'll suggest to him to get hold of some of these porter cabins and fucking get all the shit out of them and go and tip it all over the bookie's desk where you won it from. Because that's 1.7 million. Once you've heard that, you're a millionaire. He's been a millionaire now and he ain't got the money. he's had that moment. That's all he's got from it. He's going to win. I might have to go and support him outside the court case or with the banner and everything. Give him his money. Give him his money. Don't you dare make somebody a millionaire, then take it away from him and try and give him 60 quid. But worst case scenario, if you do get the 60 quid, although you've refused it now, if you do get the 60 quid, fucking invest it into something. Buy a load of porter cabins, hire them out. There's a load going around at the moment on the knockoff. Buy them. You'll have to clean the shit out, though, if you want them cheap. Get 60 grand's worth. Get hiring them out to festivals. Unfortunately, there's no festivals at the minute, but be ready for when they do come around, whenever the fuck that's going to be, because we're all in this fucking circus still. Anyway, and here's another guy who's lost some money, and he's got a lot of money. They cleared out his bank accounts. Mark Williams, the snooker player. Somebody's cloned his card and fucking went on a spending spree. But they bought 8 pairs of trainers, a spa day, a kitchen sink, plus taps. That's not even like... I thought it was going to say jewellery, watches. He's a millionaire. Jewellery, watches, TVs, you know, give it all the... A fucking sink and some taps. A spa day. They're hardly going to town, are they? Surely the spa day must have their name attached to it, or unless they checked in as Mark Williams. Checked in as the snooker player. But I don't fucking... come on. The thieves are getting a bit boring. They're getting a bit stupid at that. Well, most thieves are fucking dumb and stupid at that. But if you've gone to the effort of cloning somebody's card who's a millionaire, you should be fucking round the world and, you know, it should be fucking champagne, bottles of crystal champagne and all that, VIP, lap dance, club, fucking strip bar, whatever. Spend. Not a fucking kitchen sink in a spa day, sorry. No, you're going to get caught. Thieves stole 230 million Chinese scroll and sold it to somebody for 50 quid. They nicked it out of somebody's house and they thought it must have been a fake thing because these replica stuff, they look very similar to the original thing, don't they? China have even faked their own stuff. But a lot of the fucking stuff that comes out of China, they don't want back. But this one, they would, and it's 230 million quid's worth. And they've sold it for 50 quid, as the guy's obviously got it back. That's lucky. Because you'd think they were just... Luckily, they fucking thought to sell it. You'd think they would just think, oh, this is shit, this ain't worth it. We only wanted the telly. This looks like a piece of shit, we'll just throw that in the bin. Imagine if they did that. So that's made... 50 quid, he's probably made it to an auction. And somehow it's turned its way back around and he's recovered his £230 million. Right, now you've had your fucking... you've had a bit of luck there. Sell it. Get it sold. Get the £230 million. Don't hold on to a fucking scroll. The scroll's nice. Sell it to a museum. Then go and have a look at it every now and then. And, you know, say I'll give you £3 million off if I can come in and just sit with it for a few days or pretend it's mine for a bit or whatever. But have the money. Money's better than the scroll, isn't it? He's probably... Let me just point to the fact that he's probably multi-millionaire and doesn't need the 230 million. Because anybody that needed it, that wouldn't be a scroll. That would be a fucking big bank balance full of money. Right, nearly done, I think. A blind peer, former Olympic champion. He was cleared of sexually assaulting a beauty therapist during a massage at a 5-star hotel. He got took to court for groping her, and he got cleared because he's blind. Perfect scam. Perfect story. He probably said I was reaching for the towels, and like you know, who's gonna? He can't really. That's his word against yours, isn't it? He could have fucking done anything, groped you or whatever, and just said, "Yeah, I was reaching for the towels." The jury or whatever is going to go, "Yeah, he must have done. He was blind." I can believe that, but really, he's probably. You need a few more to come forward and go, "He did that to me as well." Said the towels. He did that to me as well. Said the same. You know, like a Harvey Weinstein situation. But unfortunately, he's got away with that. Well, maybe he didn't. Maybe he was reaching for the towels, accidentally grabbed the tits by accident. Easily done if you're blind, I'm afraid. Right, last one I'm going to do. What is this? A woman was accused of money laundering after she was stopped at Heathrow Airport with almost 2 million in cash stashed inside 5 suitcases. Fuck, she probably must have had 10, well, did she have just 5 suitcases? 5 suitcases is a lot anyway, isn't it? I mean, that's standard for most women, I imagine. But it's full of money, should I say. 2 million quid. She could have been going off on the fucking holiday of a lifetime. Spend. Why not? Just go with the money. Say, I'll buy clothes when I get there. That's what she should have said. I'm rich. What I do is take money and I go and blow it when I go abroad and come back with suitcases full of money, suitcases full of clothes and no money. But she's been done for money laundering. So can't do fuck all with your own money, can you? You got to think of some ingenious ways, really. I think you need to take something, like an antique in your bag, go over there, have it already set up to sell it. And then spend the money that way over there. But yeah, it's a nice problem to have. The day I get to fucking launder money is the day I wash my jeans and I've left the 20 quid in it. And that one guts me for a good fucking hour or two afterwards. So I don't know how I would feel about losing 2 million to the police when I was off on a fucking holiday of a lifetime. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it and I'll see you again next week. Have a great weekend. See you later. Bye.